Text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
More, one of our listeners says, when politicians are threatened like that, it's a threat to democracy. We move on. Rent prices around the country, they've risen by 5.2% in the past year, and the average monthly price of rent is now €1,400, according to a new report from property website daft.ie. The rental report from daft.ie for this quarter said that the price of rent in Dublin has had the slowest period of growth since mid-2012. However, prices remain high in every county around the country. Well, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, has been looking at the report and he joins me now. Morning, Charlie. Thanks for coming in. Listen, talk us through the key findings, will you, of this latest report from the property website daft.ie.
Yeah, yet again we've hit another peak. We're just constantly hitting new records for rental increases, Miriam. And it's the average now is 1,400 a month across the country. That is way up. It's about €400 higher than the peak back in 2008 when we had the property manic stuff, the boom. In Dublin, it's well over €2,000. Rents in Dublin have nearly doubled since 2010. And, you know, no matter what part of the country you're in, there's big increases, particularly in Munster, Connacht, Ulster, those kind of places. Just take Kerry even, 10% increase in rents in Kerry in the last year, €874 the average rent there. The increase is one of the lower levels of increase, 5.2%. That's low compared to what we've had up to now. Like, it was gone up at 12% a year ago, but still, they're extremely high. And the warning from Ronan Lyons, the economist who puts this together, is that we could have 10 years of high rents because we're just not building enough, and there's just a shortage of accommodation. There has been some improvement in the accommodation available to rent, but at 3,500 units, there isn't very many units out there, so there's not much choice.
So we can't assume, you know, that the price hikes in rents we've been experiencing in recent years could be coming to an end.
Well, yeah, we won't have the same level of increase. That is the prediction. But we will still have very high rents. And that's still a major, major problem for people. And we're even seeing in these rent pressure zones, we're seeing big increases in rents in those zones, nearly 7% year on year. So, you know, that's a fix that didn't work really. And this is real pressure for people. It's pushing an awful lot of people into homelessness. It's eating up vast quantities of people's income. When you get over 40, up to 40% of your income going on rents, you're in big trouble to try and finance your life.
And have the much lauded rent pressure zones, have they had any effect? I mean, there are now more than 40 of them, I think, around the country.
There's loads of them around the country, and, you know, regularly, just recently, more of them were introduced. But in the rent pressure zones, and remember, this Daft rental report is for new tenancies, has seen a 6.8% increase in rent prices in the zones. So, you know, there's a few ways of getting out of the rent pressure zone if you're a tenant, if you're renting. If the property hasn't been rented for 2 years prior to the new tenancy, you don't have to apply the pressure zone criteria. And also, if it's a new property coming into the market, the rent pressure zone limits don't apply. So, you know, we're seeing that new tenancies, there's still a huge increase in what people are expected to pay.
And Charlie, if the rent increases, if they're slowing, you know, slightly, does that mean we're perhaps getting to the point where people simply cannot pay any more in rent?
Yeah, we are, Miriam, and we've had such crazy increases that you know, the market's slowing down a bit. I mean, the good thing is that the rate of increase has slowed a bit, and we are seeing a big increase in the residences being built. You know, residential starts are way up. Something like 26,000 commencement orders have been issued by local authorities in the first 9 months of the year. That sounds great. And Lorna Lyons is saying that over the next 5 years, something like 25,000 units will be built in Cork and Dublin. That all sounds great, but it's nowhere near enough. It's just not enough. Well, what we've seen up to now is a recovery in the construction sector where there's been a mini boom in the building of offices. They then moved on to build loads of hotels. After that, it was student accommodation. And only now are they starting to build homes and, you know, apartment blocks and houses. So we just haven't had enough, and we're not seeing enough building.
Final question, Charlie. The Labour Party reacting to the survey this morning, they're calling for a rent freeze. Would that help in your view, or would it simply drive more landlords out of the market?
I think the only thing is just more building. You know, and remember that we front load the cost of building hugely in this country. You know, a new building that has to have to pay development levies, VAT has to be paid by the buyer, whether it's the first time buyer or whether it's a big cuckoo fund buying the unit. An Irish water connection has a fee for that. An electricity connection, of course, a lot of those are justified. But it just means that the upfront cost of building residences in this country is very, very high. So, you know, rent freezes, we've seen already, it's questionable whether they've worked at all because we've seen a 7% increase in the pressure zones. So we just need to get on with more building. That's really the only solution that will make a big difference here.
Okay, Charlie Weston, as ever, thanks so much for coming in.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.